The Women in Tech Show is a WeAreTech.fm production.
A lot of people, whether it's people in the Valley, whether it's people in the film world or entertainment or media, like whatever backgrounds they are, they really feed into passion and they can see that. My name is Rima Dutt. I am the co-founder, producer, and head of business development at Luminous Studios. We are a full-service, short-form video production company. So we make branded video content for startups, mainly in tech, lifestyle, and fashion.
When did you become interested in tech?
I became interested in tech in grad school, actually. So I did a master's in London at the London School of Economics, and then I did a master's at USC. And I was studying global media and communications, and a lot of the conversation was just about the changing media landscape, sort of the merging of entertainment, media, and tech. So that's sort of what spawned my interest in technology. And then living in LA with Silicon Beach on the rise, it was just sort of, it intrigued me. I thought it was really exciting, and there were just so many cool stories and products being made, and I just wanted to be a part of it.
How did you become exposed to the tech world?
Oddly enough, it really just started through networking. So I would, like, living here and being in grad school, I would just meet a lot of people that were starting their own companies, working on mobile apps, working on some sort of new innovative product. I love to read. So I would read, like, TechCrunch and Inc. and all these just stories about people. And that was sort of my first exposure to tech. And then I would just go to more and more events and meet more and more people and hear cooler stories. And I started to mold a role for myself in this world.
And what would you say your calling is?
Like in life, like generally?
Yeah, no, in your professional life, like what's your calling?
My calling is to tell compelling stories. That's pretty much like what I'm passionate about doing and why I do what I do. But how I do that and in what capacity changes a lot. 6 years ago or 7 years ago, I was set out to be like a filmmaker, you know, and that's still, you know, and I was, and I was producing indie features out in New York. And it's so funny to me, like the detours that happen in your life. And I'm still where I want to be, just in a way that I never imagined. Like, I didn't know this would be something I could do. You never really know. Like, you can still embody all of your passions and all of your interests in so many different ways that you just can't anticipate. But the more I can share, the better. So that's really what I'm out to do.
How did you know that that was your calling?
It took a long time. It was trial and error, for sure. And it was just about trying new experiences. And I went through the pattern of knowing what I didn't like to find out what I liked. Specifically speaking, I did, like, when I was an undergrad, I was in New York at NYU, and I did like 10 internships with a bunch of different companies. I was in editorial, I was in production, I was at TV networks, I was working for small companies, a PR firm, a law firm, and I slowly realized all the things that I didn't like to do, and I learned what my strengths were. And after getting more exposure, I sort of put all of that together and discovered that in the end, I like to create the situation where we can tell people's stories.
It's so funny. I always think that life is like a smorgasbord and we should try as much as possible.
Yes.
How did you go about taking action, developing your calling once you discovered what it was?
I just tried to get as much practical experience as I could. So I would just literally go out and do things. So I would go out and create content, and I would go out, like I said, like networking was a big part of what I used to do. Just meet more people and try to meet people who knew a lot more than I did and then just thrive off of that. That was sort of the impetus of me honing these skills. And then there were like proof points of like, okay, this is something I could do. So I had enough in my back pocket to then move forward.
Taking action, period, is
exactly
a sign of success.
Yes.
Yeah. No,
do things.
Awesome.
Just go and do things. It's the best feeling.
Completely. And how do you overcome challenges?
I actually overcome most of my challenges by talking them out. My co-founder and I are very close. We relate on so many things. We have similar aspirations, similar drives. But anytime we face a challenge, I think it's just having open dialogue and open conversation where you don't feel like whatever you're saying is going to be held against you. I feel like that really helps. I think overcoming challenges is like the most satisfying moment ever. And looking back, it just gives you this incredible amount of confidence in what you're doing. Challenges, both big and small, like even from raising money for a company or for a film, like at the time when you're in it, it just feels like, what the hell is this? Am I ever going to get out? Why am I doing this? I've raised for films before, and like a year after you have all the funds raised and you reflect back on all those moments that felt like the worst time in your life, to know you overcame them is just incredible. And it gives you a lot of confidence to move forward and do more of that.
You know, everybody listening right now feels like, whoa, like how was she able to raise, period, whether it be film or tech or whatever, like
right,
that's just challenging. So what are some of the steps you can offer people, and how to take action on their own, and what are some of the successes that you've had or milestones that you've been able to achieve that you're like, I'm the person to share this knowledge with you?
Making a movie, I feel like each film is like its own startup. You kind of have to do everything, which is not what anyone wants to hear. You make sure you know your market, your problem, your solution, your rev channels, like make sure that's really, really solid. And in a lot of times, I think what's undercut is sort of the why. Anytime I've raised, people are buying into why I'm doing something and they're more connected to me and then my idea. You know, it's not just about the idea or the product. Obviously, that's what follows and that's what gives whatever you're doing validity. But I think a lot of people, whether it's people in the Valley, whether it's people in the film world or entertainment or media, like whatever backgrounds they are, they really feed into passion and they can see that. So one of the things when I was first raising, I raised first when I was like 24 for my first movie. One of the things was I started creating a deck and I started creating an idea of what I thought people wanted to hear. And it wasn't resonating. And I remember I showed it to a few of our sort of advisors and they were like, this doesn't feel like what you guys are actually trying to do. So that in and of itself took a while to really finesse, but spend the time to, you know, really make sure you're articulating what you want. If you're reaching out to, I would say like VCs or funds or incubators or angels or anything like that, do your research. A lot of us kind of go for the top tier companies and you should, like, you know, there's always a shot that that's going to work, but there's so many small firms out there that are investing in your vertical. And if you do solid research and show other, like, you know, look up similar companies like yours and see who's backing them, and then draw those connections, be very specific and tailored in your pitches when you're reaching out to these people. And I think that makes a world of a difference to show like you've done your homework.
What resource do you think is just a must have in order to pursue being in the tech world?
I read a lot about practical things and like both for the tech world and like oddly enough ways to be super like organized or just efficient. I use DigReader and I just pull in a bunch of feeds from a bunch of different publications.
Can you tell us what DigReader is?
Oh, sure. So DigReader is like an aggregator of different news websites. So you can add in whatever news websites you want and then it just brings in the daily headlines. So you can read the headlines and decide what you want to read.
That's awesome.
So I love that. So I read that every day. And I have TechCrunch, VentureBeat, Inc., Entrepreneur, Harvard Business Review, Ad Age, Variety, and the New York Times.
How can people stay in touch with you?
You can find me on like all social media. It's just at Reema Dutt, R-E-E-M-A-D-U-T-T. Hit me up on LinkedIn. And then my email, I think, which is also on the Snapchat, but it's Reema with two E's at luminousstudios.com.
And when she's saying the Snapchat, we did a We Are LA Tech snap. So if you want to follow We Are LA Tech, I know this is the Women in Tech podcast, but I created We Are LA Tech. And so I highlight LA startup founders and engineers and product managers and investors. It's super exciting.
Amazing.
And can you tell us your domain names again? Because you have the two.
Luminous Studios is, with 1S.com, which is my video production company. And then I work closely with a mobile app called Find, P-H-I-N-D. IT, find it. And you can download the app store. Would love to hear what everyone thinks.
This episode of the Women in Tech Show is powered by UpGuard. UpGuard's discovery engine brings visibility to complex IT environments, enabling teams to quickly identify risk, confirm compliance, and make business safer. They are proud supporters and employers of incredible women in tech. To be notified every time a new Women in Tech episode is released, simply text Women in Tech to 310-872-2423. That's 310-872-2423. To support the Women in Tech Show, it's super easy. All you need to do is start doing your Amazon shopping by clicking on this link first, womenintechshow.com/Amazon. That's womenintechshow.com/Amazon. The Women in Tech Show is hosted by Esprit Devora, edited by MKW Films, show notes provided by Carl Marty, music by Jay Huffman Live. The Women in Tech Show is a WeAreTech.fm production.